Jake Wallace-Simons, who's just back from Ramallah, says at least 500,000 Israeli settlers have now made their homes in this occupied land, and whatever deal is reached, many will be reluctant to move.
It occurs to me, as I sip a cold beer, that this moment could easily be mistaken for idyllic. Neve Erez, which sits on a sun-bleached hilltop in the Judean desert between Ramallah and Jericho, is home to 30 young Jewish families who live off the land, growing everything from lemons and apples to pomelos, pomegranates, carobs, and figs. They used to rear livestock, but, one resident tells me, it kept getting stolen by the Bedouin. The village is comprised of a ramshackle assortment of caravans, shacks, and tents. A feeling of quietude hangs in the oven-hot air, and not even the slightest traffic noise can be heard. From the outskirts, the view falls away into a vista of cream-coloured mountains, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are said to have journeyed, and, under a network of canopies, lies a makeshift pub, where you can contemplate the landscape while drinking a bottle of Gold Star lager. I am deep in the heart of the West Bank, and this is an illegal settlement. In 2001, on orders from the Prime